I'm speaking now with Andrena Tilgner, who is the Green Party candidate running in Lambton Kent, Middlesex. Thank you so much for joining us today, and appreciate your time.
Thank you, Robin.
So I'm going to start. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, just glad to be here. Thanks.
Perfect. Tell us about yourself and why you are running for the Lambton Kent Middlesex seat at Queen's Park.
Thanks, Robin. My name is Andrena Tilgner. I'm a resident of Lucan-Bidulph. I work in London as a respiratory therapist. I grew up and was raised in Maple Ridge, British Columbia. It used to be a small town. It's now a suburb of the Vancouver area. Still a beautiful, beautiful place. I moved out to Lucan, London initially, and then Lucan for love. My husband and I chose Lucan because we like a small town community, and we wanted to raise our children here. I decided to run for the Green Party because we do greatly enjoy our outdoors. I grew up in the outdoors, farming, and also in the backcountry, we would go skiing quite a bit and hiking, camping, growing up. And I think we should be protecting those green spaces. But I also think that we have a lot of issues that are quite pressing right now with this current election, and it's necessary to get involved and make your voice known and offer support to policies that are going to help us grow and thrive in the future.
Great. Now, tell us, how worried are you about the threat and the reality of tariffs being imposed by U.S. President Trump on the Ontario economy, specifically in the riding of Lambton Kent Middlesex? And how do you plan to support local businesses during such tumultuous times?
That's a really good question, Robin. I think it would be foolish not to take the tariff threat seriously. Any tariffs introduced will have an economic impact on our area. We have to look to ourselves first to see what we can do to mitigate those effects. The Green Party platform is looking to protect against tariff threats. First of all, by supporting our local businesses, we want to increase the employer health tax exemption to $1.5 million for small businesses to relieve some of that financial burden. We want to increase funding and remove the cap and expand business risk management programs. We want to invest in local food hubs to support local farms, supply chains, and businesses. We want to invest in an Ontario strategy to create more jobs and prosperity by making Ontario a global leader in the $2 trillion green economy. And specifically toward tariff threats, we want to create a tariff task force that works across party, jurisdictional, and sectoral lines to negotiate with the United States on trade. We want to create an investment tax credit to unlock business investments in Ontario. We want to develop a Buy Ontario strategy and implement public procurement rules that support Ontario businesses and farmers. That's very important just to support our own during this time. Create a Protect Ontario Fund for businesses disproportionately impacted by tariffs and make investments needed to build new supply chains. And we want to immediately move to aggressively diversify our trading partners. Work with other provinces to finally remove interprovincial trade barriers. We can certainly increase the trade that we have east-west. It doesn't all have to be north-south. And we want to provide $2 billion per year for capital spending for municipalities to build resilient infrastructure through a dedicated climate adaptation fund.
How do you and your party intend to address the growing crisis of affordable housing and homelessness in the riding?
That's another good question. We want to move to immediately begin work on over 250,000 new deeply affordable homes. And we propose to do that not by creating a new government agency, but by actually using the tools that we already have at our disposal as a province, partnering with nonprofit agencies that already know how to get that work done. We propose that the affordable housing be located along existing transportation corridors. Certainly for cost effectiveness, but also to limit urban sprawl, making housing and transportation more affordable for folks in Ontario.
Now, the provincial governments in Ontario over the last several years have been downloading costs onto municipalities, forcing them to address a number of challenging issues on the backs of municipal taxpayers. How would you support municipalities as they face these rising costs?
Well, the Green Party is proposing a new deal for municipalities. We want to grant municipalities autonomy to implement revenue tools to fund critical infrastructure needs and services. We want to upload costs to the province that had previously been unfairly downloaded onto municipalities, like community housing, shelters, and transit funding. We want to provide dedicated and ongoing funding to municipalities to address the mental health and addictions crisis. We want to reinstate upper-tier regional planning authority to ensure coordinated and sustainable planning to build the housing we need while protecting agricultural and natural heritage. And we want to increase collaboration and consultation between municipalities and the province. And lastly, we want to assess the use of city charters as a mechanism to empower major Ontario cities such as Toronto and prevent inappropriate interference in local democracy by the provincial government.
And our final question for you today, a number of civilian petitions are making the rounds right now, asking the province to entertain de-amalgamating the municipality of Chatham-Kent, which includes communities like Wallaceburg and Bothwell, which are part of Lambton-Kent Middlesex. Is this a realistic proposal, and how would you intend to address the concerns and the dissatisfaction with the status quo?
Thanks, Robin. It's certainly a realistic proposal. Certainly something like that could be accomplished. It would take time. But I think overall, looking at that, I think these petitions are more a symptom of another issue, and that is that the fact that the province has downloaded costs onto municipalities, and those costs then get passed on to our property taxpayers. From what I understand, the dissatisfaction is from rising tax costs. So if we can address the underlying issues by reworking our deal with municipalities, my hope would be that something like this wouldn't be necessary. Certainly, I think that municipalities need to have the freedom and the real working democracy to solve these issues, and I would certainly respect that. But let's address the underlying issues here and see if we can move forward that way.
Great. Well, that's Andreina Tilgner, the Green Party candidate in Lambton-Kent Middlesex. Thank you so much for your time today, and best of luck with the rest of your campaign.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Robin.